This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. All this week, we've been asking our correspondents to reflect on their beats and think about what are likely to be the big stories in 2014. Today, we're talking with our technology reporter, Queena Kim, about what happened in 2013 and, more importantly, how it will color the new year. She joins me from San Francisco. Hey, Queena.
Hey.
So we asked you to look ahead to 2014 and think about sort of a framework for the year. What'd you pick for us?
Well, mine is the idea of fallout and uncertainty. And that comes from, you might have guessed, the Edward Snowden leaks and all the news that we've been hearing about the NSA. I think this was a year where, you know, we sort of found out what it meant for the general population and the degrees to whether people were freaked out or not. This year's probably going to be like, what is the fallout going to be for these tech companies and the uncertainty that's creating?
So we saw all of these big companies, Apple, Facebook, Google, Twitter, they've taken out these big ads in newspapers saying they're advocating for reform of government surveillance practices. But, you know, if the NSA is doing things without their knowledge, if they're putting backdoors into their software or if they're tapping fiber optic cables, what kind of leverage do companies actually have here? Do they have any?
I mean, I think that's, you know, sort of touching on this whole thing of uncertainty. One of the things we do know is that a lot of these companies have come out saying that they're going to put in extra measures like, you know, encrypting their emails, as well as trying to figure out a way to make sure that the information going from server to server is secure. And I don't want to get too much into the nitty-gritty, but they're trying to up their game. Of course, it's just a matter of time before the NSA ups their game and it becomes this arms race. And the question, I guess, there is who starts paying for, you know, all these security measures. I have a feeling somehow they're going to be passed down to us, the consumers.
I want to focus on another episode that's generating headlines, which is the Snapchat hack. Are we getting to a point where the passwords that we use daily for all of these different apps just aren't that secure? And we think of this as maybe a cost of doing business that, meh, these things just get hacked and then we change them and it's just not that important anymore?
You know, there have been so many of these breaches. Consumers don't seem to care. We're not seeing them like, you know, I got breached with Facebook and I didn't stop using Facebook. And I imagine there's tons of people like me. So I wonder if there is a calculation on the business side as to, you know, this is just the price of doing business. And the price isn't that high because consumers aren't really voting by walking away.
On the other hand, that's not your online banking.
That's true. And maybe there's different tiers in terms of like, I just use a generic one for all the things I don't really care people hack into. And then I use like more secure passwords for like banking and things that like, obviously I don't want people to know.
So we get to watch fallout and uncertainty as 2014 keeps going. Queena Kim, our tech reporter in San Francisco, thank you so much.
Thank you.